are now watching the College Baseball Insider Show.
It's behind it. This is hammered. Left field, and we are tied. Wow.
Now, here are your hosts, giving you an inside look into the top matchups.
And we're back. Thursday edition of the series. Q and Grissom. Matt, that's
the original cast.
Smitty is off tonight. Last time I checked, he was having drinks with Mike Singletary and Les Miles. So we will not ask him to come out of the bullpen for any relief. But we've got a loaded slate, and I've got the wrong graphic up. Here we go. The top six matchups of this graphic are all starting tomorrow. So those are the ones we're going to preview today. We might not do previews tomorrow. It kind of depends on the scheduling, but I will put out the graphics as far as the matchup previews. So that being said, Q, what's up?
Old crew here. Feels good.
Florida Gators continue to drop midweeks, but it doesn't matter because they win SEC series on the weekends.
No, and it's funny. Baseball America just dropped their, I get what do you want to call it, mid-season projections, I guess, and they still have them as a top 16. So, little tidbit, since we may not do a show, the way they practice, they typically played Friday, Saturday, Sunday, would have Monday off and play Tuesday, Wednesday. During SEC play, Sully drops that Wednesday game. So he is now essentially tired of his team losing midweeks. That kind of tells me that he cares a little bit and the team just didn't. So now they will be practicing on Monday to get ready for the Tuesday game. I think if they continue their weekend dominance and they are able to right the ship on a few of these midweeks with him going public about it, I think they'll be just fine. It could still snag a top eight as long as they have a good SEC tournament.
Baldy Locks said, need a guest appearance from Baldy Locks. Feel you. You're here. You're right.
That's
there.
It.
What's up, fellas? Pumped for another awesome weekend, but one that's less drunk than last weekend. Agreed. That was insane. But, I mean, that's college baseball. It's going to happen.
Let's put the liquor away and stick to Miller Lights this weekend.
Yeah, let's just get the favorites home and doing what they're supposed to do. And starting off with one that should be really good, Duke versus Virginia, number 9 versus 11. Like, this is neck and neck in my opinion. Virginia's played really well thus far, and Duke has too, but they've been underwhelming at moments. And I feel like this is where they could get right and get a big series win against Virginia. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I'll start. McKay Blancos are guaranteed. The Sunday game is going to either be Jay Woolfork or Kevin Jaxel. Last week it was Jaxel. He pitched really well, so I'm inclined to think it's him. But they have similar ERAs, similar Sierra, similar XFIP. So I think you're getting kind of the same guy, maybe just different number. Yeah, I agree. I think Virginia's offense has been – way more consistent than Duke's. The problem has been the back end of the bullpen or the middle relief, where Duke has showed extreme dominance at the plate inconsistently, shown extreme dominance on the starting aspect, and then their bullpen has slightly been better than Virginia's. I do think Duke here is a little overpriced at minus 175. Normally with that, I probably would jump on Virginia, especially if Virginia was at home. But I agree. I think this is one of those weird series where you could argue Virginia is a better team or you could argue Duke's better team. It's a 50-50, but I think Duke gets right here. They've lost, their last two ACC series. They really kind of dominated NC State last weekend until the eighth inning of, two or three games. So I think Duke can kind of right the ship here at home and get 2 of 3 here.
Shout out, Ron. Thanks for tuning in.
Love, yeah, Ron. He's a weekly joiner.
I think Santucci bounces back well and dominates tomorrow.
Well, he went a no-no, and then I don't know what happened.
Well, somebody probably talked about it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, top to bottom, Duke is still a solid team. Their record may not reflect it at 18-7, 4-5 in conference play, but I still feel like they're one of the best teams in the ACC. And at the end of the season, we're going to look back and that's still going to be true. That means they've got to prove it, though. They've got to win a couple of crucial series, and I think they could get that started with the Cavs coming. Okay, Auburn coming off getting their first SEC win against Arkansas in game three. They go to College Station to take on Texas A&M Aggies. This one, I laugh because they're 3-3 in conference play, but they're 22-3, so all their losses have come in SEC play. So they did regress like we all thought they would. They're dominant in the stat category still. A lot of those numbers have not reflected here lately, although they are coming back down to earth. Do you think Auburn is still a good team, like good enough where they could possibly upset A&M, or do you think this is open and closed? A&M's going to win this series going away?
I think Auburn will get a win. I'm not going to sit there and say they're going to take the series because I don't think that's quite possible. If this game was played in Alabama, then I think maybe there's a shot because we saw A&M lose 2-1 on the road to Florida. But for A&M to lose against Florida, then get to come home, they obviously won their series, and then they get to stay, you know, in College Station. Ryan Prager is going to dominate Connor McBride. I think Chase Alsip could potentially get the Saturday game, but then Lampkin pitched really well last week. Joe Gonzalez is still trying to figure out some things mechanically. He's just not there yet 100%. I just can't see how A&M, as dominant as they are and as complete as they are, loses this series to Auburn. I don't like the minus 270, but I am pretty sweat-free on this one.
That's what the probability has A&M at 61%, which is about an implied probability of minus 156. I do feel like they're overvalued, but I'm not going to rush to bet 2-1 on Auburn, even though I do think they can keep it close. Baldy said, I'm assuming that is Prager pitching tomorrow. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's pitching. I haven't heard anything else.
Yeah, as far as I know. And a lot of this is just coming through team previews. They'll post typically on the team website. They'll post an article, kind of like a media press release on the upcoming series. That's where we try to dive in and get a lot of these matchups so you guys don't have to. Moving on, Clemson, the little darling of the ACC right now. I feel like they're another team that we're going to talk about that is going to have to come back down to earth a little bit, although they are playing really well. They've kind of hit lately what seems like TCU's lucky streak where they're getting down in games and just figuring out a way to come back and win, and hats off to them. I did notice they switched it up a little bit on the mound. No Austin Gordon. Aiden Nack is going to go game three. And then there was another starting pitcher that has been Tristan Smith that is also out of the rotation. So not really sure what's going on with that, but he'll take on Gage Zeal on Friday night. These are confirmed. This was a coin flip as far as our probabilities went. I was really hoping you'd get a higher price on Miami because I thought Miami was one of those sneaky good teams that really step up when the competition's tough. I feel like Miami still could take this series. It's not going to surprise me. But at only getting plus 120, I'm not ready to fade the Clemson train right now. They're just rolling.
I'm in agreement. If Miami was, you know, maybe 145 or higher, I probably would have jumped on this. Man, this just has like the North Carolina-Miami series written all over it. Now, I'm not comparing North Carolina to Clemson because I think Clemson's far superior, but it's the same principle where, you know, the better team had to travel down to Miami. Miami takes care of business the first two games. Gage Zeal's a great Friday night starter. He's not the flashiest, but he has good numbers. They're coming out of a cold South Bend, Indiana, where they lost the series. I think they kind of get right now at home, you know, back to the warm weather, back to their vibes. And again, Clemson, they're 22-2. They're 5-1 a conference. I doubt they stay as a two-loss team for the rest of the season. And I could see Miami getting one, if not two here. What I kind of would like to happen is I'd like to see either Miami win outright in game one or Miami lose in blowout fashion to then maybe get a higher number on Saturday with Ray Schlesinger pitching. Cause I think he's a weird, he's kind of like a sidearm three quarter guy from the left-hand side, which makes it extremely tough. And he can throw some bats off there. So I think I will bet Miami in the series. I'm not sure if it's going to be Friday with a plus 120, but I do think they can win the series here.
All right, moving on to real baseball. You've got the number 8 LSU Tigers, defending national champs, who have also not won an SEC series yet, taking on my number 1 Arkansas Razorbacks. Again, the consensus number 1, which really surprised me. I wouldn't have been upset at all had we been dethroned. I think Oregon State is playing really well, and you could make a strong case for Clemson and A&M as well. But it is what it is. We're number 1. As much of a bullseye, I feel like that's putting on our back. Hagen Smith, we thought, was going to go against Luke Holman. Jay Johnson has other plans. He decided to play a little chess with this. I did some rough looking, and Griffin Herring is really one of the only arms I can think of that may start. Dutton, Anderson, Hurd, and Coleman have all pitched in the last 4 days, so I don't know if they'll throw Thatcher Hurd. He's kind of been their game 3 guy, but Arkansas moved some stuff around too. Brady Tigert getting slotted in that game 3 role just so he can see all the bats and try to really focus in. He's kind of struggled this year. He's struggled with a lot of, you know, walks and hitting batters, and he hasn't looked bad, but he hasn't looked great either. So I think, Dave, you know, a nod to Mason Molina. He's been pitching very well. He probably deserves to be our game 2 starter, in all honesty. But what do you make of that switch up, both from Jay Johnson and Dave Van Horn?
Well, I'll start with Dave Van Horn. I think it's actually going to do Brady a little bit better, because remember last year he came, I would say towards the latter third of the season when he came back. He was pitching on Sundays, you know, 3-4 innings. So maybe he feels a little more comfortable there. Maybe the pressure's off, especially if they can get game 1 and game 2 where the series is either won. Kevin, I really wouldn't say he's ducking. I think he's just playing chess. I mean, he's kind of, you know, why, when you look at what Hagen's doing in comparison to Mason Molina and Brady Tigert, not to say that Molina and Tigert stats are bad. He's just playing chess. And frankly, I think more coaches should do that more often. I think it's the smartest decision. If you steal game 1, now you put yourself in prime position to then have your ace throw, you know, against Molina, who, yeah, is he a 1 on a lot of teams? He is, but compared to Hagen Smith, it is a decline in talent. And so I think Jay's playing it smart. Again, we don't know who's going to pitch. It could be kind of an Ackenhausen, maybe open then to a Griffin Herring, try to get him to, you know, the 7th, 8th inning, and then give it to Gavin Guidry if you're in the game, you know, or Herring throws and it's kind of a bullpen day or whatever. But I kind of like the move from a coaching aspect. It sucks because you don't get that Friday night ace aspect, but I still think Arkansas, even with the number 1 bullseye, you know, LSU still hasn't won a series. I was kind of down on LSU. They started hot, but I think they're starting to balance back out as a team, you know, that it's really hurting from the losses of guys like Dylan Cruz and Paul Skeens and some other guys, and then Tommy White's the main guy, so now it seems like they're kind of pitching around them. I think Arkansas wins this 2-1.
I don't know yet. I'm still thinking about it. We'll get to our SEC pick'em in just a little bit. But I agree partly with that, Kevin. I do think it's smart because, like Kyle said, why waste an arm versus Smith? I would have loved to have seen Luke Holman versus Hagen Smith. I think it would have been must-see TV. I mean, we beat Paul Skeens twice last year. Dave Van Horn knows how to win when it's, you know, dominant arm versus dominant arm. And I think Jay Johnson learned from that. And he's playing chess here.
Well, I mean, again, yeah, we all want that matchup. But at the end of the day, are we here to please the fans or win baseball games and national titles?
Right. Yeah, I agree. Should be able to play some unders here with struggling unproven offenses. Yeah. I mean, granted, Arkansas has turned it on. But they've done it against Missouri and like UALR the other day. They won 11-0, had 4 home runs. I think 3 in 1 inning. I mean, they play situational. So like Kevin, and if y'all haven't watched, I had Kevin Bohannon on. We kind of did an Insiders Arkansas version preview of this series where we went a little more in depth. But, you know, we're not going to try to win games that are 15-13. We have the luxury of not having those bullpen high-scoring games. Now, do I think we could? Possibly. I mean, we do a very good job of getting on base. And from being and seeing the teams of old that were so heavily reliant on home runs, like, I would much rather have this approach. Yes, home runs are sexy. They're cool. They win you games. But at the end of the day, if you can get smart, long, good at bats, get on base, and then capitalize when you need to, that far outweighs your opportunity to win a game. This isn't for a natty, and both teams will host, give the people what they want.
Hey, I get it.
Kevin's going to die on that hill. And
I want to see it too. I'm not in disagreement with Kevin. I'm just saying from the coach's standpoint. But I want to see it as well. So,
but look at what it costs you. I mean, Arkansas threw Hagen Smith and Hunter Holland, who started, versus Paul Skeens. Arkansas won game one, then lost the series because we burnt our two best arms. So if you burn Luke Holman and you still lose, now you've pretty much secured the fact that you're not going to win the series. And with LSU, like we've stated, they haven't won a series yet. They need a series win. This, in our opinion, puts them in the best position to do that.
Yeah, they're in trouble if they don't win the series. To go, let's just 3-6 to start, that's not good.
All right, next up, Coastal Carolina, UL Monroe. And the only real reason that I wanted to highlight this is Coastal Carolina seems to drop games that they really have no business dropping. And I wanted some justification on the stats, and I really couldn't find it. I'm not going to be surprised if UL Monroe wins this series, though, just out of the fact that it's baseball. But you look at Coastal Carolina, are they still high on your board? Like, is this a legit team that could make a deep run in the postseason?
I think it depends on if they play at home, personally. I mean, if they play at home and they have the fan base and the kind of the breezy air there where they can hit it into that jet stream, absolutely. If they have to travel somewhere, like, it all depends on where they align on the in the bracket, in my opinion. Who do they match up against? You know, from a regional standpoint to a super regional, because they're a high flying hitting team, right? So, like, they rely heavily on home runs. But if they have to come to a park like Florida or a park like UVA's, like, where it plays really big, maybe they don't hit those home runs. But if they play in a bandbox kind of like Tennessee and they can match Tennessee home run for home run, then they have a shot. So it really kind of depends on things outside of baseball per se. More dimensional and matchup wise, in my opinion. So I don't want to discredit Coastal Carolina because I think their pitching has actually held up better than maybe any of us have anticipated. You look at Meckley, Eichhoff, and O'Neill. I'll be honest, I thought they were going to have like six Sierras, and they're, you know, all sub six. You know, O'Neill's got a little rough, but the other two were sub four. I think it's better than what a lot of people anticipated for an unknown group who lost. You know, Liam Doyle, Teddy, the closer last year. So, like, I think they're actually performing on par offensively and slightly above par pitching-wise.
So, Coastal just came off losing a series against Appalachian State, and I was looking at Appalachian State's numbers. They're pretty comparable to UL Monroe. I mean, they don't rake like Coastal does, but they also got in a lot of shootouts. I mean, they won the one game they won was 17-11. They lost 16-8 and then 9-8. So if UL Monroe can take advantage of some mediocre pitching, I would say, for Coastal Carolina, I feel like it's going to be a good series to watch. I can't write them off yet. Offense is too much some days. I'm assuming he's talking about Coastal.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, with that offense, you look at it, I think they're right up there at the top in WRC+. They capitalize on offense. I mean, there's no way around that. The pitching is and will always be my biggest question mark for this team because it's great that you can score a lot of runs, but if you're also giving them up, it's going to make it tough to win series. To close us out, we've got number 18, South Carolina, taking on number 16, Alabama. The projections have South Carolina as the should-be favorite here. You're getting plus 130 on them. Do the Gamecocks win this series, take one, or get swept?
Or lose? They take one. Have we confirmed Zane Adams is throwing Friday?
Yes, he is.
Okay, so
which was kind of surprising that Ben Hess got bumped down.
Well, I think it's a chess matchup again. Eli Jones has looked really well this year. Ben Hess has looked really well. He's your ace. Greg Ferone has looked very well. So when you compare, you know, maybe Zane throwing against Dylan Eskew or Eli Jones, Zane has pitched terrible. You're trying to play and win game one, but you're also playing smarter for games two and three, where you could easily have the pitching matchup in your favor with Hess and Ferone over Eskew and Tyler Pitzer. So I think it's a little chess by Coach Vaughn here. I think Alabama, you know, last weekend, I thought they were going to take care of business against Georgia. They didn't. Hats off to Georgia, but I think coming home, I think Alabama kind of gets right here and wins 2-1 in the series. I think South Carolina regresses a little bit. I think Vandy regressed, like I said, they should. But I think South Carolina almost played perfect baseball, and quite frankly, I'm still not sold on this Carolina team. Their offense can be anemic at times. Last weekend, they kind of exploded, but I kind of see that being as maybe just a peak. So I think they kind of, against Hess and Ferone especially, I think they kind of come back down to earth and lose the series 2-1.
Yeah, I hate to look at like being a spot better for teams, but they lose the series to Ole Miss. I felt like they would come back and win a series against Vanderbilt. They did. I didn't think they'd sweep them. They did. Yeah. Alabama no-showed in Athens, and much like Arkansas did last year. I guess it's a tough place to play, especially with Charlie Condon in the way that they're swinging the bat. I mean, it was a heartbreaking loss. They lose in extra innings to a grand slam, killing every run line opportunity and the under in that one, I believe. But I don't know. I think this is a spot where South Carolina takes game one, but then Alabama figures it out game two, game three to end up winning the series. But that's a good transition right into our SEC series pick'em. LSU, Arkansas. Which side are you on? Smitty is going Arkansas 2-1.
I got to side with him. I'm going to go Arkansas 2-1. Little hesitant, but I think that's my side.
It worked against me in the pick'em. Worked out for me as the fan to fade them last week. I'm going LSU 2-1. I think they lose game one, but LSU is going to win game two and game three. And that's unfortunate because I'll be there for game two, game three. So I do really hope I'm wrong. All right, Georgia at Tennessee. Bulldogs, like we just talked about, coming off the big sweep of Alabama, taking on the Vols, which I feel like we haven't had the Vols in a preview in a while. So
weeks.
Hopefully they get to some good series coming up so we can cover them some more. But who do you got in this one?
Tennessee. Man, I think Tennessee could sweep this in all honesty. I think Georgia's pitching is just going to get rocked by this offense. Tennessee's proven me wrong. Their offense has found their stride this year. They look really good. Pitching's been pretty solid for Tennessee. Give me Tennessee 3-0. Ooh. I think Georgia regresses.
I'm going to go Tennessee 2-1. Smitty also went Tennessee 2-1. All right, Auburn, Texas A&M. Texas A&M.
2-1.
I'm going 2-1 as well. Smitty said 3-0. I've graduated from pen and paper to using the notes section.
Can I do 1.5 on this next one? Can they just tie?
This sucks.
It's a hard one.
Kentucky, Ole Miss, no AJ Russell this weekend.
Oh, why? I did not see Billy Amick missing it.
Hmm.
Oh, Back mine down before it's official. Back it down to 2-1 balls.
Ooh. See, Nick, you just influenced the show.
He did. He did. I'm not so much worried about AJ Russell because he's been in and out, but the Billy Amick's big. I think
is it AJ Causey? Is he the other guy that's been starting Fridays?
Yeah. He's pitched well. 2-1. I'm switching it to 2-1 before it's official.
All right. Ole Miss. Smitty has Ole Miss 2-1. I'm going Kentucky 2-1. And I'm not going to watch 1 second of this game.
Man, both teams suck. I'm going Ole Miss 2-1. I just think this is a weird Kentucky team. They lose when they shouldn't, and they win when they shouldn't.
Another stinker. Missouri at Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt 3-0. Vanderbilt 3-0. Missouri played really tough last weekend. I don't know if they could replicate that back-to-back weekends. I think Vanderbilt gets them.
No, and I was so close to having that correct.
They should have won the series, in all honesty. I mean, they had so many opportunities. Risk,
but I risked with Missouri, which was a bad choice. I'm going Vandy 3-0. I think they respond. And God bless the souls of the Missouri Tigers, because – they're going to respond, I feel like, in a big way. All right, South Carolina, Alabama.
Alabama 2-1.
Smitty has South Carolina 2-1. I'm going South Carolina 2-1.
All right.
I think Alabama's very good, but they're not there yet. All right, drum roll, cue the Florida Gator fan.
I got to go 2-1. I mean, we've been going 2-1 in the last couple series, so Florida 2-1. I do think at home they get their mind right, especially after getting their asses blown out last night. Sully's obviously pissed. He trashed the team, said they'll be practicing more. He's tired of seeing them lose midweeks. So I think they get their mind right. And, he's definitely going to be out if he had an appendix removed. Yeah. That's a write-off. Good info, Nick. Appreciate it. Didn't see that. Florida's going to bounce back at 2-1 here. Hey, and I'll give this. Florida's pitching last week against LSU, especially the freshman, was very good. Liam Peterson's numbers don't look as good as he pitched. He had 3 bad pitches, and they would just happen to be all home runs. I thought Cade Fisher looked decent. And then you look at Luke McNeely, Alex Philpott out of the bullpen, a couple others, they looked really good. So I think they're starting to find their groove.
Okay. So I'm going to go a little contrarian here, but I'm not taking Mississippi State. I'll go Florida in a sweep, and I'll tell you why. LSU is not as good as Florida. They have a better Friday starter. I'll give you that. Top to bottom, though, Florida is a better team. LSU should have swept Mississippi State. They won 2-1. Their one loss being that 9-8 game. That was at home in Starkville. They lose the series to Texas A&M. I think Florida's better than A&M. At Condon Family Ballpark, Florida Gators sweep.
You know which game I think Florida loses?
Which one?
I think they lose Sunday.
With Jack?
Yeah, I think he's going to regress. Dude, he's pitched so well. He's like the only elite pitcher that hasn't had a down game in college baseball.
All right. Rest of the board and your comments. Thoughts on Florida State, Louisville. I think Florida State probably wins 2-1.
Florida State rolls. I think I could see a sweep.
How have you, the Big 12, Texas, TCU have kind of been letdowns. What do you guys think of Kansas State?
So, Texas, I said it. I'll just start with that. You can go TCU.
Okay.
Texas, I've said that from the preview. They're not going to be that great. And I think it's playing perfectly.
And I think TCU is still a good team, but they're not great. They're still really young, and they were due for regression. I didn't expect them to regress this much. But now that I feel like the season is – we're like right in the middle of it. So I wouldn't be surprised if
they do, though.
Do what?
They did this last year too. Started hot, yeah. Got cold, and then got really hot.
Yeah. I think they need to pick it up. I can't remember who they have this weekend.
They have Houston.
Yeah.
In Fort Worth. I think they should at home.
Yeah. They should be able to sweep this series and get back on the winning track. Texas is playing Kansas State.
I got to give them credit. They're doing it without Ty Neighbors. So they're, in my opinion, the assumption is they should get better when they get him back because it's not a season ending. But I can't tell if it's just because the Big 12 is that bad or because Kansas State's that good. Like, I'm still trying to figure that out.
BYU and Kansas. That's been – Kansas has kind of been one of my favorite teams to back on Friday. I like Dutton, their ace. He's good. Nobody really watches Kansas baseball, which I don't blame you. They go to Provo, though. I don't know with the altitude change. They may not perform very well. I'm not going to be surprised if BYU takes 2 out of 1 or even sweeps them.
BYU just had a pretty decent lead, if I'm not mistaken, Tuesday night and blew it, or Monday night. So they're kind of coming off a bad loss that they should have had. Maybe that influences a game.
That one starts Thursday as well. Yeah, BYU lost the series to Texas Tech after winning Thursday night. Okay, so real quick, we'll hit North Carolina, Wake Forest. Like I said, we don't have previews for them tonight. These games start Friday. And look, there's Tennessee right there.
Well, do you want to just do a Friday during the day show?
Yeah, we can.
Then, like, we can do these three and then game twos.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just do that if that's what the fans want.
Making plans on the fly.
That's it.
Dig it. Yeah, because Friday night I'll be in Fayetteville for the game. So
yeah, well,
as long as we do Friday during the day.
We'll do an earlier show.
All right. Okay, guys. Thank you for your comments. I love it. Keep tuning in and giving us your feedback. We'll always show your comment and talk about what you say. For Q and I, thank you guys for tuning in.
We'll like, see subscribe, you. Share.
We'll like. See you Friday. Yes, go subscribe to that YouTube. Hit that button. One more comment.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate y'all. There is no College Baseball Insiders without you guys. And we're slowly but surely getting merch. We're going to start putting in some orders and have a little bulk stack so we can start sending it out to our loyal fans. So thank you guys for tuning in. Until Friday. Cheers.